time.
All the time.
The ocean.
Well, it's California is separating off the like, kind of like peninsula.
We're all moving. We're all. Yeah.
It's going back. It's a metaphor.
Something about that mountain. Back to Pangea, baby. What are some of you guys' influences as a band?
For me, I don't know. I love the band Dear Nora. I think honestly, that's probably like one of like the first music that like we bonded over too. Yeah, it was this one song called Make You Smile, which like, yeah, MJ introduced me to, and it's just so good. So, great, yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. All right, let's hear something about that mountain.
Okay. Crash on a first date, it comes from above. Forensics found our bodies and assumed we were in love. Had that once in a nightclub, exploding on my tongue. The angels came to take me, I imagine you were one. There's something about a mountain that's always amazed me.
FCC does not condone that song.
I'm so sorry. I forgot that was in there.
No, it's all good. It was perfect. That's my bad. It was the perfect use of that language.
Okay.
So originally, yeah. The universe is a Taylor Swift song, but that isn't allowed on here either.
Oh, yeah. No, F Taylor. That's going to get. No, never mind. Never mind. I won't anger anybody.
I'm not angry.
I'm happy as a clam.
Yeah. Thank you so much. English major, do you guys want to plug?
Well, yeah, there's some music out, St. Valentine and City Talk, two songs out on all platforms. And besides that, that's about it. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening.
Of course. Thank you so much. Tuned. Oh, yeah, City Talk music video out now.
And St. Valentine music video.
And St. Valentine music video. Awesome. That evil rabbit in that music video.
Crazy.
All right, we're gonna switch around right now. I'm up, so here's Henry.
Guys, Logan's coming up. He's gonna sing some awesome songs. I can't wait. Oh yeah, we gotta keep going. Cal, yes. Tell me about your day. How many sheep did you see walking to school?
Well, in Vermont, those are pretty common, so. I saw about 50 on my way walk
That's
over
impressive.
Here.
I only saw 37.
We have the thing about UVM is that we have frequent we have a huge shepherd community.
I saw this guy walking around with the big hook stick, you know, the one that you pull the sheep around. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just leading like a trail of 36 of them?
Yeah, I know. Incredible. It was incredible. It was like, it's like nothing I've ever seen. Except I see it all the time because I can't.
Listeners, please comment with how many sheep you saw on your way to school, but now we have Logan playing.
Chad, how many sheep did you see today?
Sweet. You gonna ask me anything? Come on.
Are you gonna play first or am I gonna ask you first?
Do you want me to play?
You play and then
all right, I'll play. Everybody, this song is called Finish Line. Here you go. Ah. Am I going about this in the wrong way? When there's no plan to go and it's already so cold, knock off all I've done, knock what I had none. Watch potential pass us by. I've been going in circles trying to catch my own tail, but the feeling is overdue and I'm done, I swear. And I've unlocked a new door, now I know I'll never fail, but the doors may be one too many. Guess I'm new, eh? Oh, the feeling it grows. Always step on my toes, and I'm too exposed. My life, I've only got one. Son of a gun, shoot one blank at the sun. And I already feel too gone. Never stood up for myself, what they thought burned in hell, and just move on. I gotta keep moving, I gotta keep doing. I gotta be bold. Gotta do what I'm told. I gotta trust my gut when it's throwing up on the floor. I gotta have substance, gotta realign. I gotta act now, cause the present's like no time. I got this, I gotta start the car, but we're never behind. Thought this would go, but there's no finish line. Finish line, no line. How do I draw the line? Sweet. A little bit messing up the notes, but all good. We're chill.
So I have a question for you, Logan.
Yeah.
This is Ashna on the mic, BT Dubs.
Hi, Ashna.
So you said that our Song in a Circle was kind of a part of why you came to UVM. First of all, I'm so grateful. And also for the people listening, Logan has been so instrumental in the leadership of this club this year. So shout out, Logan. Shout out, Logan. He does too much. But yeah, I guess what my question is what is your favorite thing that you get out from this club, particularly maybe for your songwriting or, how has it impacted that aspect of your artistry, I guess?
Yeah, totally. I think having the ability to just like really be vulnerable with people is something that I think in the hustle bustle of college, fancy language, is like something that like is not really like that accessible all the time. And yeah. This tuning is so bad.
This is the best song I've heard all night. Am I right?
Yeah. I think I've learned so much about myself and as a songwriter in this club, and I'm really, really grateful for the amazing friends that I've made. So,
sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thanks for saying all those nice things about the club.
It's all right.
And we're so great to have you. Grateful to have you here. Henry, did you have any questions?
Oh, yeah. Logan, I understand you went on tour last summer. What was your favorite city to visit?
Oh, yeah, of course. I really loved good old Long Island, because this is what and also Naples, Florida, which is what the next song's about.
Incredible,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, fresh off the tour bus. It was really a lot. That jet lag.
Oh, the jet lag. That jet lag is.
From Florida.
Yeah. Did you have to perform while still jet lagged?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was.
That's tough.
I was raw dogging that. Yeah.
There's no fact checking in Song Circle.
As the truth.
Yeah.
Everything we say here is the straight truth from Google.
AI responsible.
Totally. All right, this next song, this one's called Mama. It's not about my mom at all. But I, like, love, like, piecing together, like, a lot of random stuff and nonsense, whatever, and make it flow through song. And I think also, like, another artist that I really love that does it a lot is MJ Lenderman. And this song's kind of just about being in, like, I feel like college is like a mature state of mind, but it's also you're still a kid, and it's like the struggle with that, and sometimes you just want your mama. So, yeah. Spaceships on the sea. Spaceships on my ceiling. Glowing dogs in my bag. Wait, I'm gonna restart that. Spaceships on my ceiling. Glowing dog middle schools in my backyard. At the talent show, freestyling black eyed peas. You can tell a kindergartner what to do, but it won't go far. So innocent, so pure. Open arms at every turn, and for that I'm sure. Now French Canadians, pickpocket, and Serato kids, Serato's college kids, word of law, prankstairs in empty spaces, beer cans and undressed laces. I want a party, but I'm not in the mood. I want to tear it down, gold mine, future found, talking nonsense and rearrange it around. And it feels crystal clear when I take myself out, but it doesn't work that way. I shut my mouth. Long Island chlorine, none of that fake sh- Naples sunblock machine, masking good old Republican hospitality, but they got a good thing going. Naples white sands in January, but we're all here crystal clear. Patty's calling up her granddaughter, match my heaven, I'm just a deer. Made freedom, but we're waiting on where to flee. Don't mind that Nana just turned 80. Paying back to retirees. I don't shut my mouth, only swarmed with killer bees. Tremmy thin, binging August heat gain it again. But I deserve some rest. Unravel under covers and kiss me to bits. But even in the night calls, I'm clocking in for my shift. Don't know how to have fun, not one bit. Because I wanna do it for me, too young for an easy fix. Ma, she's too far away. she doesn't remember, can't go out to play, blame it on a rainy day. Ma, so far away. She doesn't remember, can't go out to play, blame it on. Hopefully soon, maybe. I have to get in the stew.
Yeah.
You could only be listening to WRUV.
You're listening to WRUV.
For all the listeners back home, we just had a little bit of a dance party in the studio. It was awesome. So everyone give it up for Logan. I want to hear you clapping through the radio. Up next, we have the wonderful, the incredible, the president of the Songwriter Circle, Ashna Hill.
It's Hilla. Hilla.
Hilla.
Hilla.
Hey, give me the mic.
Hey.
So, Ashna. Ashna.
Yeah.
Ashna.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard you got an EP out.
I do, in fact, have an EP out.
What's it called and what's it about?
So, the EP that's out is called Nonetheless Beautiful.
Ooh. That's very beautiful.
Thanks. Those songs I wrote my freshman year in college, and they're just about like growing up and kind of yeah, like your song a little bit, just kind of how challenging college is.
Yeah.
And you don't realize it a lot of the time. You're like, it's just incredibly new. It's a new experience. And yeah, I shout out to my freshman year roommate who moved out, and then I had like a free practice
shout
space.
Out. Yeah.
So I just wrote so many songs, and I was just playing my guitar all the time. And yeah, I guess, well, oh, I need to tune this, but I'm going to play one of the songs
sweet.
Later. But yeah, thanks for plugging it.
Of
Nonetheless
course.
Beautiful on wherever you stream music, and my name is Ashna Mahila. That's Ashna Majhille.
Get that down. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll let Ashna tune. Henry, how are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome, Logan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I was listening to Nonetheless Beautiful today.
I was also listening
That's
to that.
Crazy.
I was streaming it, and then I finished, and I listened to it again.
This accent is like an amalgamation of like every Northeastern accent.
I just put a bunch of them together.
Yeah. What? Oh, yes, follow us on our Instagram, Songwriter Circle UVM. That is, you know.
Okay.
You know a spell.
Wait, does anybody want to help me with this song? I need the chorus, the butter sugar. This is Family Secrets. Does anyone know? It's like butter sugar.
We'll use this mic. We can use.
Wait.
Gang vocals.
Eggs.
Gang vocals.
Eggs, butter, sugar. Wait, butter, sugar, eggs,
butter,
flour.
Sugar.
That was weird.
Sugar,
I'm
eggs,
sorry.
Flour?
Yes.
Everybody listening.
Sorry. We were all doing the same.
Butter.
Yeah, I'll cue you.
What's the last one?
Eggs, flour.
So
eggs,
butter,
flour.
Sugar.
Butter, sugar, eggs, flour.
Butter, sugar, eggs, flour.
Okay.
Sugar. We're very in tune right now. All right, Ashna, take it away.
Wait, let me just... Yeah. Cool.
Okay, that's a little too close.
How does it sound? Good? Okay. The cats are playing in the shop, flowers cooling in the back, kitties dance at our feet, little ones drift to sleep. Big bowl of chili at each plate, a side.
cornbread candles, conversation to make, little Edie, eat sprinkled cheese, great Aunt Chris doesn't know Mom, doesn't like beans, chocolate, sugar, eggs, and no flour.
Henry, you're gluten-free. How did you put flour in there?
It's cookies.
No, it's not. It's the family secret. And
chocolate, right?
Chocolate. This book for me. 5 more minutes, you know the drill, sweetie. I can read it for you. Just settle in. It's amazing what they do when they want something. Not yet. Okay. Butter, sugar, eggs, and chocolate. The flower shop sits behind an unassuming door. There's so much more. A house with baked goods, warmth, and family secrets to absorb.
Ashna, that was amazing. We just got a bunch of people from the chat.
Really?
So, all right, we have Dearest English Major, I'm listening. We got Hi from Dublin, I Love Songwriter Circle, Perry! Perry, one of our amazing songwriters, is currently in Dublin right now.
We love you, Perry.
I miss you dearly. I hope you're having an amazing time
in
Dublin.
I Love Songwriter Circle. Mountains do move. You can move mountains if I believe in you. I would like one. Wait, I would like to offer Songwriter Circle $1 million.
Yeah!
Whoa! Take it up with our
treasure. We could get 6 bouncy houses for Macklin.
Yes. We have yo Songwriter Circle F Taylor. Wow, Logan.
Wow, I'm, Logan.
No, I love Taylor Swift. I'm not gonna say that. This just is all. It's all radio.
Swift.
It wasn't. It was a commentary
it was
on
about
the situation.
Taylor Lautner.
Yeah. I watched Twilight like my first. We had like our whole floor had like a whole like marathon of it. Yeah. It was hilarious. Listening from Hungary. Who's in Hungary? Anybody that
who's
we know?
Who's in Hungary?
Yeah, I was about to sell. Whoa, whoa. Wait, sorry. I Love English Major, St. Valentine. Yes, yes, Ellen.
Yay, Logan also.
Yeah.
I'm putting it back to D standard.
Woohoo, Ashna, Family Secrets, and Chocolate. MJ Linderman, Yay. That's all Perry. We love you, Perry.
We love you, Perry.
I don't know.
It's 6 hours ahead. It's late.
Perry, what are you doing? Go to bed. What are you
go
doing?
To bed.
What are you doing?
You've got to get all
oh, maybe Dublin is five.
You've got to get your beauty sleep, beautiful.
Okay.
I know nothing about geography. One time I was in the doctor's office, and I literally, my dad was like, can you point at California on a map? And I was just, like, feeling really pressured, so I was already really anxious about it, and then I couldn't.
California is one of the biggest states in the country.
No, that's the point of the story is that, like, I...
Wait,
listen.
Why'd you point to?
I just was
Rhode
like...
Island.
No, that's the smallest one, right?
Wow, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. I'm an East Coaster. I don't know anything on the West Coast.
Speaking of East Coast.
Oh. East Coast!
So, friends, I am going to play a song off of Nonetheless Beautiful.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, I went to school in Seattle. Actually, maybe I mentioned that, but this song is called Seattle, believe it or not.
Whoa. That's on the East Coast.
Kaya, can you point to it on a map, please?
No, I cannot.
Yeah, this song kind of brought me here, TBH. I wrote it my freshman year, probably like early spring, maybe winter, but it doesn't get that cold in Seattle. It's just gray. And dreary and miserable. But sometimes it's really nice. It's like a blanket of gray. And, but yeah, I was dreaming about Vermont, basically. So.
And it's wrote about Seattle, isn't
it? Well, actually, good point. My sister wrote the first half of the song in a pandemic, dreaming about being somewhere else, as we all were. And then I wrote it. Before we knew I was going to go to school, she wrote it. And... I finished it, experiencing Seattle. No shade to Seattle. Love it. But
love Seattle.
just the school. That's yeah. All right, this is Seattle. Every time it rains, I think I should move to Seattle. Wanna take a train like flowers wanna bloom. I know growing up and getting out was half the battle, and the other half was getting over you. I just think I wouldn't mind a raincoat under western skies and a city framed by mountains traced in blue. To taste Pacific on the breeze and watch the puddles chase my feet and get coffee from a waitress with tattoos. I wish that I could show you all the wonders of the wild. How moss blankets fold the trees in green. Growing up and getting out was half the battle, but the harder half was seeing it's not me. I just think I wouldn't mind close to home, few hours drive, surrounded by mountains that I taste the coast with friendly toast and watch the ones I love the most grow old and go through life with me too. But for now, pack your blunt stones and your coat, you've got it all. I know you'd float. I would love to see you seeing giants too. One day we will have a place and every day I'll see your face. I'd be happy if we landed by the blue. To taste Pacific on the breeze and watch the puddles chase our feet and serve coffee with arms kissed with ink tattoos.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ashna, we're so glad that you're here and not Seattle. Thank you. Thank you for saying yourself. Who do we have next on the list? We have Emily Darcy. Emily is an amazing songwriter. She kills our open mics. Emily, I wanted to ask you, what's your experience been like as a new songwriter at Songwriter Circle?
Like, new at Songwriter Circle or new songwriter?
New at Songwriter Circle. Or whatever. Whatever it might be, your experience with the club.
Really awesome. It's been... When I write by myself, it's kind of hard to not get in my head about, like... Like, I don't finish a lot of songs, and, like, going to Songwriter Circle and hearing other kind of unfinished things that other people have done makes it a lot easier for me to, like, get through my own stuff. So, I don't know. It's just been really awesome, and everyone's been super sweet.
That's awesome. What are some of your influences, and what's the song that you're going to be singing?
I don't feel like I write songs like any of the people that I listen to. Like, Jason Isbell is a really great songwriter. I don't think I sound anything like him, but, yeah. I used to listen to a lot of Phoebe Bridgers, so, like, my, yeah, my, like, it's, like, it's a canon event.
Austin just said classic.
So, yeah, like, a lot of my earlier songs, I guess, kind of sound like that.
That's awesome. And what's this song?
This song is, it's called Slow Burn. It's about a girl, as they are.
Positive or negative?
This one's positive.
Okay, there we go.
The next one maybe won't be. Good?
Yeah, let's do this. Emily Darcy.
Streetlights seen, how many phantoms in plain clothes wandering like Halloween, bodies moving forwards, their heads running towards a memory. How much have these streetlights seen? Head feather on my shoulder, there is peace in every breath she breathes. Ambience of highway noise as I reflect on 17. Used to be a ghost drifting away from life I couldn't see. Forged all of my sincerity. You were like nothing I have ever known. We'll go step by step and we'll let it grow. What's lit too fast fizzles out in smoke. Your warmth feels like a slow burn. Love that lasts slow. Story of my senses, quiet voices, candle flames, stagnancy is a gift to me. I wanna feel everything. I'd stay here forever if you stayed with me. You are like nothing I have ever known. We'll go step by step, we'll let it grow. What's lit too fast fizzles out in smoke. Your warmth feels like a slow burn. Love that lasts slow burn. Your warmth feels like a slow burn. Love that lasts slow.
That was beautiful, Emily.
Thanks.
Do you have another one prepared
for
us?
Yeah, I do. Okay, so this next one, I wrote this freshman year of high school.
And real throwback here.
Yeah, yeah. This one is out on my EP on Spotify and whatever else. Yeah. Emily Darcy.
There we go.
Yeah. It's exact. You spell it exactly how it sounds. but no, this one I wrote about someone broke up with me and we weren't dating, but like 15-year-old me like really took that to heart. Mm. So yeah.
Awesome. Right before you play, we have a little bit from the chat. I would like to offer Songwriter Circle $1 million. I would like to offer Logan $5 billion for a song. I would like to offer President Ashna $1 trillion for that family secret. What's that family secret? It's chocolate.
It's not?
It's not.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
$1 trillion.
Well,
I gotta see the money first.
Oh, she gotta see the money first. There we go. All right.
Good?
Sorry, Emily.
No. You're good. Okay, this one's called Remember.
For Emily Darcy. That was beautiful. Thanks. Thank you so much. Up next, we got Jesse Rose. Woo! Yeah. Ow. I've had the pleasure of singing with Jesse, and it's amazing. And she's going to blow your minds. Well, we have a really cool guitar in the studio.
It's an electric acoustic, and it's green. And, like, kind of emeraldy. It's really pretty. Shout out to Jesse's dad.
Yeah.
Jesse's dad!
So, Jesse, How do you like being a part of the club? You're new this year. How do you love it?
I really love it here.